Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Land of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. Tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. No.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Third and final hour on this Tuesday, November 26, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers. With Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Final comment coming from Officer Rick. This law is a waste of money, as most agencies have police like Detroit. This is redundant. We don't need it. That's what I thought. A complete 12-bill package. Huge amount of resources, time sent to Legislative Services Bureau, LSB, to capitulate these bills to our Constitution, then assign them to committees, all the state reps, state senators having to hear from the public in the hearings, and then put them on the floor for first, second, and third reading. The amount of resources gone into these package of bills, huge amount of time in human resources. In my opinion, catering to her constituents. Do we really have a problem with police officers? State of Michigan, Detroit, wherever you want to look, do we really have an issue? Honestly, my opinion, every single interaction that I've had with a police officer has gone no problem. Cooperate, explain, tell them the truth, what's going on. Most of the time, they give you a warning. Now, I have to admit, obviously, I'm not a black man in Detroit. Oh, Trucker, your white privilege is showing. Of course, you don't have a problem. You're an elderly white male. You don't live in our skin. You don't live in our color. You have never walked a day in your life in our shoes. Absolutely correct. Not going to deny that. But do we really need to go to this expense and consumption of our time, human resources to address these issues? I'm just saying. I don't know. Evidently, she feels there is a need. Now, another group of individuals, and I don't have time to get into this full story. We'll start it right now. The UAW, United Auto Workers. Well, they're lobbying Lansing legislators as well. In the final days of the Democratic trifecta, UAW is saying legislators need to pick a side. Is this lame duck agenda going to help working class people or big corporations? The UAW, the state's largest union with more than 300,000 active members, said that for too long, corporations and the rich have taken more of the wealth that they've created for themselves, not sharing it with their workers. They've rigged the rules of our politics, pitted working class people against one another by telling us there isn't enough for everyone. That must end. We'll get into the rest of this story after the break. I'm Trucker Randy. We'll be right back.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Scott Hawley came to our home and explained all the benefits of investing in a safe step walk-in tub and shower. After hearing all the options and features, all while using fresh, chemical-free water every night, made our decision a no-brainer. Call or text Scott at 231-534-0755 to schedule a free home visit. Mention Trucker Randy and get a $500 discount. Again, call or text Scott at 231-534-0755.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. This letter that the UAW sent to the legislators in Lansing. These are tangible legislative priorities that the UAW would like see the Democrats pass in this upcoming lame duck session. The number one item they want is the repeal of the nicknamed Death Star legislation, which would allow local governments to set minimum wage rates and benefit mandated higher than the statewide standard. Second point, allow eligible workers to receive unemployment insurance for 26 weeks as opposed to 20, in increasing the maximum weekly benefit from the current level of $362 per week, which was set roughly 20 years ago. They want reforms to the state workers' compensation system, the rules of which they argue benefits the employers at the expense of the workers. They want rules limiting investors from gobbling up inventory of manufactured homes, which they argue make it more expensive for working families to afford these homes. They want government to get involved in the private sector, setting limits regarding the purchase of manufactured housing. In terms of long-term road funding proposals or legislation to encourage a large microchip producer to come to Mundy Township, union officials aren't taking a position other than to stress that the interests of the working class be addressed in the final product. Michigan lawmakers need to fight for the working class, or are they going to do the bidding of corporations and big donors? They can't do both. It's time for them to pick a side. This was in the UAW letter to the legislators. In closing, the letter says, we must go on an offense for living wages, health care, retirement with dignity, and more time with our families. We must defend against corporate greed and divide and conquer politics. Well, this, of course, goes to mostly the Democrats. Why do I say that? Because, number one, that's who the UAW gives most of their political donations to, are the Democrats. And the Democrats are in control starting a week from today, Tuesday, December 3rd, when they come back for the lame duck session. Now, where is Governor Gretchen Whitmer going to spend Thanksgiving? Well, she's headed to Spain. She left yesterday for a three-day economic development trip along with the Michigan Economic Development Corporation CEO, Quentin Messer Jr. Their plan is to talk with industry and government leaders in Spain. During the trip, Whitmer was expected to meet with business leaders from the company G-Stamp, an automotive component manufacturer based in Madrid, Spain. While there, she also plans to meet with Maria Fernandez, the Trade Commissioner of Spain for the Midwest. From companies like G-Stamp to Grupo Antolin, Michigan enjoys Spanish business relationships that are creating jobs and opportunities in Michigan. And this mission trip enables us to deepen those relationships and build the foundation for additional partnerships that will benefit Michiganders, Messer said. A release from the governor's office said Michigan was Spain's fifth largest trading partner out of the United States. Spain was the 11th largest export market for the state, and in 2023, more than $770 million in goods were sent to Spain. The governor, being quoted in the story, says, "This investment mission trip to Spain is an opportunity to expand Michigan's global footprint, to attract new economic opportunities to our state. While here, engaging directly with international business and policy leaders will allow us to showcase Michigan's strengths and competitive advantages, help to foster new investments that would create good-paying jobs for Michiganders." Again, where is that in our Constitution, Governor Whitmer? Oh, that's right, it's not. The amount of money spent on the trip, not only for the governor, but for Messer of the Michigan Economic Development Corporation, complete with lodging, food, expenses, the cost of a private jet, $1.2 million, as reported by MERS News Service. Just throw $1 million at it. Let's spend 3 days in Spain. Unbelievable. Now, one of the things that a lot of people are pointing to in this lame duck session, and again, we're talking about it because it starts a week from today. Thursday is Thanksgiving. Everybody is finishing up deer season this coming Saturday. They'll take Sunday off and then start heading back to Lansing to get into this lame duck. Well, one of the things that we're looking at as they head into these particular days of session, how many of these bills will impact our lives directly? Their agenda items? We don't know yet. Downstate Kim sent me a text. Yeah, they don't want to explain. They don't want to explain their agenda. They don't want anybody protesting, showing up in response. Well, the bottom line is this. The people want our liberties protected. We don't want our taxpayer dollars spent foolishly. We don't want it spent on agenda policies. We want our money's worth. There's only one problem. the trifecta that they refer to all the time is over. If you look at the trending of what happened in this past election, it doesn't look good for the Democrats in 2026. Not only will they probably lose the majority in the Senate, a Republican governor is going to get elected. These next couple of weeks in December, folks, is their last hurrah. So, are we in a situation where we're going to be forced to accept their majorities? Absolutely. Republicans, go sit in the corner and suck your thumb. We're going to ram these bills through. You're not going to stall. You're not going to waste our time. We won't even acknowledge you. Ultimately, that's what it's going to come down to. But trying to do my research, trying to find what it is exactly these people could possibly be wanting to do, I got to give it to them. They're hiding it very, very well. So we'll have to wait and see once the agenda is announced. I might get those on Monday from these committees. We'll have to wait and see. Now, one last point I do want to make on this. Republicans, have you been watching? Have you been observing? Have you been paying attention? Do you see that once you get the power back with a new Republican governor and a Republican majority in the state Senate and probably expanding your state House numbers, do you see how you legislate when you have the power? You have seen how the Democrats have operated for the last 2 years. And with the new Republican majority in the House, the governor is going to be neutered for the last 2 years of her governorship. But after the 2026 election, and if we are lucky enough to get a Republican governor and a Republican-controlled Senate, do you see how you legislate when you have the power? The trifecta. 8 years under Snyder-Cali, when they were the governor, lieutenant governor, with a Senate majority Republicans and the House majority, you guys did not do what the Democrats have done for the last 2 years. You have tried to be bipartisan, even though we passed right to work. You tried to include or at least listen to the Democrats' amendments. That's not what they did. Every single amendment, especially in the Senate, denied if it came from a Republican. In the House, I saw committees where the chair, the Democrat chair, wouldn't even acknowledge a Republican member on the committee. Didn't want to hear their input. Didn't want them to ask questions. Just ram it through. Get it out of committee, send it to the floor chamber, let's vote on it, send it to the other chamber, send it to the governor. Have you Republicans learned anything from the way the Democrats ran this state for the last 2 years? Is that what you're going to do if you get the majorities back in 2026 election starting in January of 2026?